morning and to see your faces. And I do have a word from the Lord. And somebody ought to get excited about that.
Amen.
Amen. I know, personally speaking, from sitting where you all sit now, that there were times I was in churches and they didn't have a word. And I know they didn't have one. Amen. And I felt so, I went in grieved and left even more so grieved. Burdened down. Amen. But I'm so glad, amen, that we serve a God that knows how to minister to our needs and to meet us where we are. Amen. Hallelujah. Elder Wolf said this, and I got to say it again. Amen. It's a good time to be in Bible believers. Amen. Because God is not only doing a new thing, but God is doing a right now thing. Look at somebody and say, I need help now. Woo! We serve a right now God. And he can meet you at the point of your need right now. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I'm glad that the God I serve, amen, is a right now God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. The old Baptist preacher said, don't start nothing and nothing won't get started. But if somebody would praise the Lord this morning, I believe I'm preaching here. Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't know. What's happening?
Come on now.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Look at somebody and say, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Devil don't want you to get a word. He don't want you to get happy and feel excited about serving the Lord. Amen. But I know deep down in my heart that serving the Lord, can I say it like I feel it? Whoa! It's going to pay off after a while. Woo! Glory. I got it. Let me hold myself. Look over at somebody and say, hold my mule for a second. Praise the Lord. Oh, God. I feel excited about serving the Lord today. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I remember when I was a young man, about right now, I'd be running down the aisle and I'd run back up here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because Jeremiah's right, it's just like fire. Shut up in your bone. Praise the Lord. But if you got your Bible this morning, get your Bible quickly and go with me to the book of St. John. Amen. I know one thing. I know the musicians excited if ain't nobody else there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God don't need them. You don't need no matches. God don't need no matches. God don't need no matches. God don't need no matches. All right.
Thank you.
All right. I see y'all don't want to have no church this morning. Oh! All right. They didn't come to have no church today. They just came to spectate today, so. Praise the Lord. All right. Hallelujah. All right. Third chapter of the book of St. John. Bless the name of the Lord. Somebody put their hands together and tell the Lord thank you this morning. St. John 3:1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man, everybody say no man.
No man.
For no man can do these things that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It's imperative that we have the new birth experience. Cannot go to heaven just because you're a good person, because you shook a preacher's hand, you know, had a dream in the middle of the night. Praise the Lord. You can't get in off that. Amen. You can't see God, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Verse number 8 says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Verse number 10, Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven but he that cometh down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. If you would, raise your right hand and repeat after me and say it with conviction. What do you really want? Amen. What do you really want? Amen. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. He didn't come during the daytime because he didn't want to be discovered. Didn't want nobody to know per se that he was conjugating with Jesus and talking to him about spiritual matters. There are a lot of people in the same boat today. They don't want to come to church or a church that is going to challenge them concerning their relationship. See, a lot of folk like to go places where their flesh can be entertained, but not necessarily where their spirit man is going to be edified. And so Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night, and he was speaking to Jesus in code. Like a lot of times we do when we come to church. We come to church, but we're speaking in code, because our life and what's coming out of our mouth seems to be two completely different things. And the teachers, it's the same way. They are speaking one thing with their mouths, and they're living something else also. There are a lot of people standing behind the rostrums, running revivals, holding Bible studies, having cell meetings, and they have a hidden agenda. Their agenda is not for people to be born into the kingdom of God, but it's a type and kind of religion that benefits them. Let me show you what I'm talking about. The sermon today is a very simple challenge by way of a question concerning your intentions as it relates to your reasoning or your rationale for coming to the Lord. Why did you come to the Lord? Why did you come to church? Why are you choosing to be classified as a Christian, a Christ-centered individual? Why did you start questioning your existence? I just look back over my life, and I began to, and this, you know, this was just something, I began to start questioning life. You know, certain things are happening in my life, and I started questioning life, you know. I started saying, you know, is there really a heaven? Is there really a hell? Is the God that my mama and my daddy and my kinfolk been talking about and the preacher been talking about, is he really real? I start asking questions like, how can I relate to him? He made me. He know all about me. And so I started asking these questions, and I really didn't know why I was asking the questions, but I felt I had to ask the questions. Amen? I was searching for my existence. I was searching for a reason as it relates to my purpose. Why was I created? Why am I here? Is this all of it? And so, God asking the question as it relates to the subject, what do you really want? He's saying, why did you start questioning your existence? Start asking questions. Is there really a heaven or hell? Why did you start visiting churches? Why did you start reading your Bible? Why did you start asking questions of people you thought could give you answers? Why did you start feeling bad about wrong stuff that you was doing? Why did you feel the need to confess your sins and invite Jesus into your heart? Or did you do that? Did you do something that was convenient? Nicodemus, who was a magistrate, Nicodemus, who was classified as a teacher, came to the teachers of teachers because he had questions in his heart. I am a teacher. I am a man of God, a representative of the kingdom of heaven. And there are questions in my heart concerning my existence that I must get answers to. And so he comes to Jesus. And Jesus was really saying, if I can break it down into normal terminology, because I was talking to the Lord about this experience with Nicodemus. About 2 weeks ago, the Lord was really dealing with my heart about Nicodemus. And initially, my subject was, I can keep a secret. That's what my subject was initially. You know, Nicodemus came by night, and it's all right, I keep a secret. But the Lord said, no, that's not what I want you to talk about. He said, I want you to ask this question. He said, because Nicodemus came to me for a reason. And he said, ask the body of Christ this. Because he said, in essence, I asked Nicodemus this. He said, what do you really want? You're at church, what do you really want? You come here this morning, what do you really want? Do you really want to know who I am? Do you really want to serve me? Or are you like a lot of folks that come to me? They come to me because they want the benefits that I can provide. They come to me because they're in a tight fix right now, and they need somebody to bail them out. You know, they need a scapegoat. But he was asking what Jesus was really telling Nicodemus through all of these questions, if I can put it in five words, what do you really want? Why did you come here? When you came to church, and let's say you gave your life to the Lord, did you really? Was it a show? Did you get found out? Was it a fad? I've heard some say it was, I just had a weak moment. That's the only reason I went to the altar, because I had a weak moment. No, you didn't. You had a reality wake up. All of a sudden, you stood in the presence of your maker, and you said, look, this thing is serious. I heard about this born again stuff. Can a man enter a second time into his mother womb? Tell me how we got to get this done. Jesus said, no, you're not thinking. You're thinking right. Look at somebody and say, are you thinking right? Mm-hmm. So you got to understand this here. God knows your thoughts and your intentions afar off. Even before you ask him, he already has surveyed your heart and your mind. He's privileged to your conversations before you have them. Did you know that? That's the kind of God we serve. That's why you can't play no games in here. He already know. Look at somebody. He been there. Done that. He's an experienced God. Yes, he is. He's an experienced God. And so God is actually said, if you really did have these things that I just talked about, he said, was it a show? If your heart really got convicted, was it just a fad, a weak moment, a youthful mistake? I made a mistake. I really didn't want to do that. What was it? Did you do it because you was trying to compensate for some wrong deed that you was caught at? It amazes me when folk get caught. These politicians are something else, don't they? They get caught and they be talking about, I'm just weak and I ask that you pray for me. But they pushing all kind of stuff. And then when they get caught, it's the same thing with some of the, you know, folks who classify themselves as saints. And even saints mess up. But the saints, the integrity of their heart is completely different. Amen. When David realized that he got found out, David wasn't so concerned about, you know, talking to the prophet. He wanted to talk to the Lord. And that brother broke it down, didn't he? He told the Lord, he said, look, I'm somebody that you got to deal with. Pray the Lord. My life is before you. You see exactly what I have done. Cleanse me. Purge me. And then he said, but don't take your Holy Spirit from me. What do you really want? Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. Nicodemus is going through all of this stuff, you know. He's saying, "Verily, verily," he said, "I heard what you just said, and you know, and I understand this verily, verily that you just said, seriously, seriously, earnestly, earnestly, what you just said." He said, "But how do I do what you want me to do?" And Jesus was basically saying, "What do you really want?" See, when a doctor tells you what you need to be made whole, you don't be around asking no questions, talking about. What about this here? What? He said, this is what you need to take right here, and this will cure your condition. So you just go on and say, thank you, doc. I really appreciate that. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. He diagnosed your problem, tell you what you got. Well, see, we want to interrogate the Lord. But what? Now, how am I supposed to do that? Can a man enter a second time into his mother's womb? Jesus said, you're thinking earthly. You're thinking cardinally. Raise your level of thinking. Amen. And we must do that as believers. We must raise our level of thinking from just so cardinal, so sensual. And actuality, that's what God's trying to get us to do, to step away from that and step into a new dimension, a new way of thinking. Because if we think earthly, we're going to do earthly things. But if we think heavenly or spiritually, we're going to do those things that pleases the heart of God. And so God's asking a question. He's saying, you're coming to church, you're giving your money, you're singing in the choir, you're preaching the gospel, but he's saying, what do you really want? What is the real reason that you're here and doing what you're doing? Now, when I first started off, I said that there was a simple challenge and that was a question. My subject was a question, but I also have a simple challenge by way of this question. Because the question was actually just a setup. The challenge is what God wants to deal with. And so, remember I said earlier when I first got started, that what I was going to deal with was in the form of a question, but in actuality it was a challenge. Well, check this out. Jesus made this statement. He said, people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In actuality, what he was saying people say what's convenient. You know, they'll say what they have to say so that they can get what they want from God. But God's saying, what do you really want? He's saying, do you really want to live forever with me, or do you want to escape hell? He said, do you really want to be my son, want to be my daughter, want to endure hardness as a good soldier because you love me and you understand what I did for you and you are eternally grateful? Is that why you're serving me, or is it for other reasons? Somewhere along the line, love has moved out of the equation, and a lot of other stuff has crept in. Because if you really love him, you can't break his heart. You can't do things to defame his name. You can't hang out with people who are going to cause you not to love him like he needs to be loved, or to taint his your relationship and his. I often question the integrity of the hearts of people who say they love God. Because how can you say you love God and you're worshiping or conjugating or hanging out around people who don't love God? Now, I'm going to tell you something, and it amazes me, but a person that wears the New Orleans Saints uniform bet not have the Green Bay Packers logo in their locker, and Brett Favre as their hero, and the Green Bay Packers logo, and the Green Bay Packers, you know, a statement of faith or affirmation pinned in their locker, and Green Bay Packers stuff all up in the locker, and no stuff for the Saints in there. Do you think that rascal be around long? He sure won't. Because this is the New Orleans Saints, not the Green Bay Packers. But we come to church and we got all kind of paraphernalia hanging up in our closet. And it don't even look like the Lord. I can't get no help. Naked girls, naked men, clothes that you wouldn't wear if the Lord was to come. I can't get no help, no. Watching stuff on television that builds up the flesh and tear down the spirit. Crying because a man left his wife for his girlfriend. Oh, Jesus, leave her. Leave her. She is not treating you. Leave his wife and go for his girlfriend. And they crying. I'm like, do it. Do it. What do you really want? God saying, he said, what do you really want? Quickly. Sixth chapter of St. John. Come on, quick. I'm going to show you something. The sixth chapter of St. John. Here Jesus is. He didn't fed 5,000 folk. Some say much more than that.